Now, is your family, so your family's in Atlanta, are these?
My sister and her children.
Uh-huh. And how many children were there in your family?
The two of us.
Your sister and your sister's,
Sissy's mother.
Uh-huh. Was she born in Atlanta? Sissy born in?
No, she was born in Silver, North Carolina.
Oh. Because?
And moved to Marietta when she was two, I guess.
I see.
And then from Marietta to Atlanta.
I wondered because she said, because she came over to my office one day with several people from Georgia State, and she just mentioned, she said, if you ever, you know, if you go to, because I told her to be up in eastern Tennessee, and she mentioned that. And I was wondering if she'd, you know, she'd been born here.
No, but they were here, of course, because her grandmother was here.
Mm-hmm.
Often.
Now, in the, did, in the, one other thing about the clubs and so forth, and the church, did you have, what formal offices did you hold, for instance, sorority and the,
nationally?
Yeah.
Oh, I was a province president. I was national press director. I was editor of the Katie Did It, which is the pictorial section of the Uncles, our national publication. Seems that I did something else, but I can't remember at the moment.
But what's a province? Is that a set of states?
A set of states. Like it was regional? Actually Tennessee and Kentucky. I had eight chapters
mm-hmm.
that I had immediate advisory supervision over.
I see. Now, in the, we just traveled. Say you traveled a couple of weeks. Say how many weeks out of an ordinary year would you say you're away from America?
Mm-hmm. Breaking it into weekends, I would say 7 or 8 weeks all told. That may be too much.
And most of this is in fishing and in
fishing or visiting or shopping.
But you don't go any place for 4 or 5 weeks at a time in another part of the country, say, I see.
No, my husband couldn't quite take off that long.
Okay. Now, where was your mother born?
Maryville. No, Blount County, I'm sorry.
Where in Blount County? What part of Blount County?
It's under Fort Loudoun Lake now. It was a farm known as the Ish Place. And it's underwater, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Fort Loudoun Lake, a product of TVA,
yes.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And where your father born?
Maryville.
In the town itself?
I assume so. I have his birth certificate someplace, but I'm sure that
it was in town.
Okay. I don't think grandmother and grandfather ever lived out of town.
What was his occupation, your father's?
He was a retail lumber dealer. He was educated to be a lawyer and lost his hearing at the age of 21 when he was trying his first case.
Is that right?
So he...
Where did he go to school?
Maryville College and the University of Tennessee.
And what was your mother's occupation? Your mother's your mother's education.
Maryville College.
Right.
She had an interesting education. She was one of seven children, and grandfather was a farmer who at various times was chairman of the county court. He was county judge when he died for one or two terms. He was sheriff. And they had seven surviving children, and they had this problem of educating them. And some years they sent them all to boarding school down to Friendsville Academy or up to Maryville College. And some years they had a governess come and live on the farm. And some years they just moved to town, bought a house, and lived in it during the school year and sent the children to school and then moved back down to the farm.
Is that right? Your mother's parents, birthplace, education, occupation.
Blount County and Maryville College on back for several generations. Mm-hmm. Now my father's parents came from Germany.